This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. A shooting occurred yesterday near Bastrop High School around 1:25 p.m. The Bastrop police received a report of gunshots near the school. Near Gladney and Highland, they found a 15-year-old with a gunshot wound who was taken to Morehouse General. Bastrop police arrested a juvenile yesterday in connection with that shooting. The juvenile was arrested for four counts of attempted second-degree murder, possession of a firearm in a gun-free zone, and illegal use of a firearm. The Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office believes they've determined the cause of a shooting that killed Summer Brumley on Jonesboro Road to be accidental. They came to that conclusion based on evidence and a preliminary autopsy. Much of West Monroe is no longer in the 5th Congressional District belonging to Julia Letlow. It's now in Mike Johnson's district in Shreveport. A new lawsuit is challenging the most recent congressional districts. It's been filed on behalf of 12 plaintiffs who identify themselves as non-African-American voters. Monroe attorney Paul Hurd says, like the congressional map in the 1990s that created a Z-shaped district, this map is drawn along racial lines, not communities of interest.
It is the most disjointed congressional districting map in Louisiana history since the Zorro, since the slash that were previously held unconstitutional.
The map in question was passed by the legislature in a special session last month. It created a second majority black district in the state that stretches the 6th congressional district from Baton Rouge to Shreveport. Paul Hurd, a lawyer who litigated congressional maps in Louisiana and other states before and in front of the Supreme Court, has hopes that the unconstitutional nature of the 6th district is apparent to the court and his clients.
And then we know that's not the remedy, and then the point becomes, what does the court do to get voters a good district to vote in 2024? And we will.
Hurd says his clients filed the suit to put voters in community of interest back together again.
This plan has no common interest in the voters from Caddo to South Baton Rouge other than race, and that's just not how we want to do politics in Louisiana anymore.
The Humane Society of Louisiana plans to make sure the good times keep rolling for more than a dozen Mardi Gras parade horses. They'll be looking to be adopted at the end of carnival season, trying to save the horses who are brought into the area to accommodate equine demand during Mardi Gras.